Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
And now,
the week that was. How are you feeling, Jack?
Good.
Yeah?
Feeling good.
It's the, yeah, you had a long, fruitful, but ultimately rewarding week.
Yeah, man. Two nights at the Comedy Store.
Amazing. You smashed it, by the way, Jack. Yeah. It was amazing.
Thanks.
Thanks.
that's it for this week's podcast. That's all I wanted.
But you do need to sort of set it. But you know, there's so many times in life where you do something great and then you don't actually take the time to celebrate it a bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the amount of time something bad happens, but you mope about it for weeks.
Yeah, no.
But something to celebrate, and you maybe take the time out to do a fist bump, Tim Henman fist bump of yeah, you know.
But I think because it was obviously the Tuesday and then the Wednesday, so it was like Tuesday happened, then Wednesday I was on cloud nine, which carried me through the Wednesday.
Yes.
And then but then Friday the come down did start to creep in. Do you know what I mean? Just like it was like normal life again. You know what I mean? It was like because even like on the Thursday, I had to pop into the Comedy Store because I left my bag there, and it was like even going to like one of the most famous comedy clubs in the country, if not the most famous.
Yeah.
And like just literally going up to the front, and even like everyone on the door goes, "Hello, Jack."
Hello.
And I was just like,
just
one of the faces around here now, you know.
Just part of the furniture, mate.
It's just that. Yeah. And then Friday, I was just like, I was back to just being no one. Oh. Doing absolutely nothing. I did order a McDonald's at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, wow. So it's just after the breakfast have stopped.
Yeah. So I just sat there eating McDonald's, just having a lazy day. But you need them as well, don't you? We should explain, actually. We're recording this live from Tom's car.
Oh, live from the car, yeah.
I know
it
sounds weird.
I bet no one's actually... Yeah, we've got to address that. And we're just...
Definitely.
Just
podcasting
and driving, which I think is legal. You can do that.
Yeah, you're allowed to...
Tom is off his face. Drunk.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's a drunk... I think this is the first drink driving podcast anyone's ever done. But
let's not go into the body in the boot either.
No, God. No. Just rest assured they did deserve it.
The most illegal podcast.
Yeah. And all right, Jeremy Vine, oh, look, killed another cyclist. Shut up, mate. It shouldn't have been in my way.
But no, we're on our way to Leicester.
Yes.
Which is famous for... Lineker?
Gary Lineker, finding the body of a king in a car park.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a cheese?
Red Leicester cheese. Walker's crisps, so similar, along the same lines
is
as...
Is that why he got the job?
Yeah, because they're based in Leicester.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, there you go, there's the...
Exactly.
There's that link.
It's not who you know, mate. It's where you're born.
Is he still doing it, Gary Lineker?
Yeah, because someone made a thing of someone this week or the week before did a whole article about how, because of the way he's been the last few years, like, Walkers are going to dump him. And then Gary Lineker replied to that article and just went, this is really funny because I've just signed a new 3-year deal with them. Like, and it was like, yeah.
I've not seen him and Walkers. I ain't seen that collab for a while.
I think it's more... Yeah, no, you're right. I think he's definitely the face of Walkers, isn't he? You see his...
Yeah.
But, yeah, in terms of a TV advert, it's probably been a while, actually, yeah.
It's weird, isn't it, how, like, generally advertising is. It's like, what makes... What about... So, Gary Lineker's face makes you sort of peckish for a...
yeah.
Where's the link there? Do you know what I mean? Like, who's got a face that will make you peckish? I want a deep-fried potato-based snack. Gary Lineker.
And also, like, do you reckon they planned for that? When they signed him up, they went, oh, yeah, and he'll probably be with us for 20 years. Like, when they came up with Go Compare Man, you know, the opera singer, I reckon, like, did they reckon that's going to run for 15 years or whatever it's been? Like,
yeah, and also, I don't even know if Gary Lineker started advertising crisps as a professional footballer. I think it was in his day post-professional football, pre-presenter.
I think, yeah, I think he went to Japan... And as he was coming back, I remember there was a Walker's advert for him returning.
Oh, right.
And so I don't know whether that was the first Walker's advert for him or whether it was the first since he came back. So, yeah, he might have been a professional. Gary, if you're listening.
well, I'll ask Wayne.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Best mate. Godfather to your children. Wayne Lineker.
Yeah. I don't actually remember... Gary Lineker as a player much?
No, he retired just before my first tournament I remember is the 1994 World Cup. England failed to qualify for that because he retired in 93-94 somewhere around
there you go.
In Japan, so that I can't ever remember him in playing, to be honest. It was
do you remember that when there was no match of the day for a brief period?
Oh, when it was on ITV?
It went to ITV.
Yeah.
And do you remember instead of, because obviously the famous match of the day, they didn't have a fame, they just had U2.
Beautiful Day.
Beautiful Day.
Oh, of course.
Which is a weird thing to do as a theme, saying you're so iconic, like match of the day theme.
Yeah.
And then you go, we're just going to use a current pop song.
Yeah, they didn't even attempt to. Yeah. Didn't even attempt to try and write a,
Yeah, just no, we just go with U. What's popular at the moment?
Yeah.
U2.
Yeah, it's number one in the charts. Stick it on. You know? But yeah.
Yeah, that didn't last long, did it?
I think it was away for a while. I remember, Dez was in it. Dez Lynam.
Yeah, because he moved over, didn't he?
Dez, he'd already moved over. It was like he knew.
Yeah, certainly.
But I think I saw coming back though, Big Brother.
Yeah,
it's back this year, isn't it?
It's coming back this year.
It's on ITV2.
It's been everywhere, isn't it? It's done Channel 4, done Channel 5, ITV, and then BBC will get it in a couple of years.
Yeah, because I think
Were you a fan from the start?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. Wasn't
I loved it. Year.
Oh my God.
That's peak TV. It really is. Like, do you remember? I remember I was in, so I would have been about 12, something like that. And it was my first ever holiday abroad with my family. I went to Greece.
Yeah.
And I remember this like thing. Nick, nasty Nick.
Yeah.
It was like you used to get like paper. You get like you can buy like the Sun or whatever, can't you?
Yeah.
Abroad. It was like you had to get that paper.
Yeah.
Nick's bit. It was like proper serious, wasn't it?
Oh God, it was headline news.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
He cheated.
He probably was. That whole scandal was what propelled the whole show.
Yeah.
Because it became like must see TV, talked about in the playground, talked about at work. Like it was huge. Because I think it was just after... So Truman Show came out in 1999, didn't it?
Yeah.
So it was after Truman Show. So also, they had the bits where you could watch the 24-hour live feed, which wasn't a thing, was it? But then you just had people that... I suppose it just was helpful with Insomniacs to just watch people sleep.
I used to watch it as well.
Yeah.
I genuinely used to watch the live feed. I was a bit obsessed with it.
It
just gets right in your life. It's like really like the character. I'm going to call them characters as well, don't
you? Yeah.
Like you get invested. You was like invested into.
And I don't know. Did you ever do this? You watch the live feed, and then when you watch the highlight show the next day, if any bit that has come up from the live feed that you had seen. You get excited.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw this bit live. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I reckon they hit their stride a bit. I reckon, because like obviously first season, Craig.
Yeah.
This week I nominated Sardi.
Remember that? Sardi.
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 You had him. You had the Irish fella. I can't remember his name.
Tom.
Yeah.
Melanie.
Anna. The lesbian with the shaved head. Nicole.
Nicola.
Yeah. Nicola. That was a good season. But I really think it really... then second was Brian Dowling, wasn't it?
Brian Dowling. Paul and Helen.
Alex, the guy... That's the way... Uh-huh.
No, he was series three.
Oh, he was three,
because
yeah,
it was
yeah.
Jake Goody that he did it to.
Well, I was going to say... No, it was Kate Lawler he did it to.
No, it was Jake Goody.
Well, let's look this up.
100%.
We'll have to look this up.
She came in, she goes, Alex! Yeah. And then the door slowly closes.
I'm going to say Kate Lawler, but we'll find out.
All right, okay, we'll find out next week.
We'll find out.
Something for the patrons.
Hey, going back to adverts, and he did get an advert for like...
Cleaning products.
Didn't he?
Yeah. He was like the face of... I want to say Flash, but yeah, it was.
I think that season was the peak.
Series three.
I think that was really good.
Well, that also had. Did that have? No, that wasn't the one with the big massive fight, was it? That was Nadia's season.
Oh yeah, that was mental. Yeah. Wasn't it? That was crazy.
Oh god. The task had been a wedding, so they were all like dressed in like wedding clothes as well, if I remember. Oh man,
yeah, that was I think one of my favourite Big Brother moments, and I look it up quite regularly. There's a bit with, do you remember Derek, the posh black politician guy, right? And there's the bit where there's the girl, there's Sam, and she goes, okay, you can go now. And he goes, what do you mean go?
Go, go where?
Yeah. So unnecessary. He gets really pissed off. Yeah. It's like, she was being quite nice. Yeah. So he's just like, okay, leave me alone. And when you watch it, it's like some weird. He's got like, for some reason, his head's in bandages, like Terry Butcher. and it's just like, what is happening? The thing is, though, I just find the whole thing, like, with Big Brother, is like, I mean, I can get like quite pissed off. Imagine being surrounded by them people.
Oh,
that
Jesus
would just drive you fucking mad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think I've said it a bit on here before, but like that was the beauty of the concept of early Big Brother. Because it got too weird after a while, but it was like put a load of people in the house, like a lot of annoying people.
Yeah.
Right? Plus people who are easy to get annoyed, right? And then take away their fags.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
And just watch the tensions.
And their booze. Yeah.
No, you're getting pissed, but they take away the facts. So it's like, the aggression's high.
Because they used to have to have a chalkboard and write out their shopping list, didn't they?
Yeah. And then what happened was, Celebrity Big Brother started to overtake normal Big Brother, didn't it?
Yeah, because the celebrities were just as mental and desperate. It's so odd.
But don't you remember there was that one that was like, it was like the best season, because the one with Jim Davidson in it.
You had
a Nolan sister.
Yes.
Jim Davidson. I think Lee from Blue.
Yep.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
The Celebrity Big Brother obviously was Jay. Putting Jay Goody back into the house would just...
Jesus. I mean, yeah. I think that's why it was the best reality TV show, because there was not much to it. There was no like... high concept, really.
No,
it's just literally just put a load of people together.
People in a house, make them do stupid tasks.
Yeah, and it wasn't, and it wasn't very like Love Island is very contrived now, isn't it? That was literally just they're in there.
Well, because they filmed everything and then clipped it from that. Whereas Love Island, they will film probably specific bits and then probably ask them to go again. Do you know what I mean?
I think if you think about it, that time of. You know, early to mid noughties, maybe a little bit beyond that as well. It was that shift in celebrity culture, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It just everything, like Kardashians, and it was. And like, do you know what? To be honest, I quite like them sort of like celebrity, like, you know, like most shocking celebrity moments. I like them sort of TV shows. I get, you know, celebrity breakdowns. Do you know what I mean?
You were glued to Britney when she was going
through it. Just all that sort of stuff. Yeah, just
see what's happening.
Someone attacking paparazzi.
With an umbrella, if I remember right.
I quite like it. I think I get like a nostalgic. I get nostalgic for them sort of. Do you remember? I tell you what. Do you remember? Like, so you got Love Island now. right? Mm. But then, do you remember there was a thing called Love Island? It's like Celebrity Love Island type thing. And it had Beppe from EastEnders.
Beppe yeah. DeMarco.
Beppe, yeah. a.k.a. Michael Greco.
Yes. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well remembered. That's good.
He's from my town, my place, from where I'm from. And then you had Fran Cosgrove, who was basically just celebrity. I don't know what his...
People sometimes got celebrity just for going out, because I think he just went out with Kerry Katona, no? He was a dancer.
Oh, yeah, so there you go. That's
or married her. Like, it's... That's yeah, enough. there was people that got famous just for being in relationships or...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, Rebecca Luce, she got famous for allegedly having an affair with Beckham.
Yeah, that was it.
And then just was it? That was it.
Abby yeah. Titmus.
Abby Titmus, famous for a porn tape, with John Leslie.
See, this heyday, and this is very nuts magazine era.
Oh, yeah. Was it Nancy DeLolio?
Oh yeah, there you go.
Famous for sleeping with, you know, for being Sven's girlfriend, wasn't
it? Sven's wife, isn't it?
I don't think they married because he was doing Eureka Johnson at the same time, wasn't he?
Oh, there you go.
Which was, I remember people sort of jokingly, like, oh yeah, the two sweets, and then it was like, no, he's actually happening. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Sven.
I'm like really enjoying this nostalgic chat.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
There was someone that he had an affair with at the FA who then became like her name was something like Fire Alarm, because I remember people used to say Fire Alarm.
He is probably the most unlikely Lothario. Sven must have some chat.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or a massive... bank account, man.
Yeah,
he must do though, isn't it?
Well, you know, he won Serie A with Lazio. You know, that's something to impress the ladies with.
Got us all the way to the quarterfinals.
Yeah,
quarterfinals, ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, probably should have won it with the most talented team we've had for years.
Bit
but
distracted with all that shagging, really. Yeah,
that's true.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah,
but no, I think that was. I mean. I always think about, like, when I think about, you know, when you hear, like, when I hear my dad talking about the 80s, he says it with such fondness.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Like, but technically, like, the noughties are my 80s. And, well, I suppose we are.
Yeah, because I do look back fondly on the 90s, but yeah, it's the noughties, the, you know, the MSN and just, there was just such an innocent, like, can you remember how, like, the internet used to be? Like, I wish that was the same now, where you could just actually go and you could get lot, like, it sounds like an old man, you could get lost on the internet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you could actually get lost and find yourself and, you know, surfing the web.
You
can't surf the web anymore. You're probably...
Yeah, because they're pushing things towards you that they think you like, so you're not going to get lost in, like, a little rabbit hole, are
no,
you?
No, not
weird
at all.
Weird information.
Where you go, I was reading something fucking mental the other night. You know, that's why I think people are conspiracy theorists, just so they can have such a nice, you know, have a more of an adventurous trip on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they believe such weird shit, they get more weird shit come up, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think of stuff that is very naughty. I don't... like WKD.
Oh yeah.
That was my. That was actually my drink of choice for a while.
Really?
The blue one.
Yeah, because I found it hard to drink beer when we first started to drink beer.
Right.
So when we would go to the pub, I would always have like Jim Beam and Coke or something like that. But that was at the pub. So when you go to like the nightclubs, they wouldn't. If you wanted the spirit, it's cost quite a lot.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would just have to then go, right, okay, I don't want a cider, I don't want a beer. Sod it, I'll have a WKD. You know, I'd have a colourful... It was like, you know, fruit pops, but...
Or
you know.
Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, Smirnoff Ice,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. I used to get, like chest pains from then. I was just so gassy.
Yeah, especially the colder they were. Yeah, it really hit you, didn't it?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, you don't really see them, anymore. You don't really... No one's really...
Well, admittedly, they are drinks designed to...
For kids.
Yeah, for kids, basically,
yeah,
aren't
they?
Yeah, Alka-Pops, you know?
How can we get kids drunk? That was a marketing idea.
It's like, let's make them look delicious, you know?
Yeah. But do you know what? I think it's pretty with the noughties, though, as well, because that's why TV was so good, because it was the sort of, you know, I'd say, because internet's taken over now, isn't it?
Yeah.
The socials have taken over. So like, that was maybe, it was like that peak of that, you know, because you did have everything, like, I say, Big Brother, then you had X Factor, then you had, it was all like, you know what I mean? It was like huge, the last in sort of huge.
Well, the internet also decides what TV shows are going to be big, because it's what people are talking about.
That's true, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, Stranger Things is as big as it was because people on the internet went, this show's amazing, we'll make memes and we'll keep talking about it, we'll keep making it trending every time, like, you know. And so it's
do you know one of them that everyone was going on about, and I could see why it was entertaining, but I thought fucking people were saying this is better than it is, was that old Tiger King thing.
Yeah, at the start of lockdown.
Yeah, just everyone's going like fucking mental about it, and I was like, this is just, it's alright. It's like, I didn't get the,
I think it's just literally, like you say, people,
it bandwagoning,
it
really
was,
is.
It was like, and it was a lockdown thing that just, it was given, you know, it just perfect. Like, I think in a few years' time, because of the writer's strike, there's going to be some weird series that are probably, or that just happen to be released, where there's a glut of like stuff coming out because of the writer's strike has made things build up and stop being made. And there's going to be a real success story from something that probably would never have been a success had it not been for the writer's strike.
Yeah.
That's something like Tiger King probably would not have been a success were it not for COVID.
Well, it's like, you know, right, hip hop started because of the blackouts in New York. Did you hear about this?
I didn't hear that. No.
Yeah. There was a blackouts in New York. So, so they were looting shops.
All right.
So these like sort of areas are in poverty. Never had the opportunity to have this all this equipment. Yeah. Where they were looting these shops. It enabled them to create hip hop.
That's interesting.
I've just made that up. Something like that, anyway.
That's good. Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. Bloody good story, though.
Yeah. See, I heard it was Kate Lawler that started hip hop.
Definitely good.
I do love a good lie. There's one lie I heard the other day, and it was just so believable. Just someone going, "Do you hear Stephen Gerrard's been arrested for manslaughter?" And I went along with that for like a minute or so.
Yeah. But it's even like when
it's hard to lie though now. People just jump straight on and go, "No, he's not."
Yeah. Like, I know. But you know, like a thing, like,
but if you Googled, they got you.
Yeah. It's like when someone gets told a fact, right? And the way they know that fact is the gospel truth is because someone's told them, not done their own research, but they'll be so headstrong. No, it is a fact. just wind your neck in a bit, look it up and then be that adamant that that's true, especially when you know they're wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because you've, is it like your specialist subject or something that you're, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, but people are that headstrong with it. No, it is the absolute fact. Like, no, I don't. We might, you know what? I might have to cut this short soon, purely because of sound. I'm doing this with the windows up, and
it is warm in.
Yeah,
we're having
warm.
A bit of a Jack and Rose on the Titanic.
We are a little bit
in that car moment with the window steaming up.
Well, should we come back to this?
Yes.
Right. Okay, listeners, we're going to be about 100 miles away by the time we reconvene this episode.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're back. Tom has something he needs to tell everyone.
Yep, crucial.
And Tom has to say it. It's not coming from me. It's not coming from me. He's got to say it.
I just want to stop. I just want to take this moment to say I'm sorry that I let everyone down. I really thought that when Alex was in the bathroom.
Yep.
It wasn't even the bathroom either.
Tom.
He was in the bedroom.
Oh, my God. I must have been another time then, I think.
Anyway, carry on. Finish what you were saying.
Go on.
When Alex was in the bathroom/bedroom.
Yep.
And he was screamed at and he hid behind the door.
Yes.
I said it was Jay Goody. I thought it was Jay Goody. just watch a little video now, and it was Kate Lawler.
And what did I? Who did I say it was?
You said it was Kate Lawler.
I know. So
and
do not mess with the big boys.
Jack, I mean, what I'd love is for you to recreate the moment when you discovered it was Kate Lawler. That's without me or Tom knowing.
Yeah, no, weirdly as well, because we was keeping an eye on the football scores all day.
Yeah.
And then I just went, yes! What happened?
And the thing is, you're a Palace fan, and we already had the Palace result, so it's almost like you were re-celebrating it. I was like, Jack, we know Palace won. And you were just like, no. Ah. I didn't know what I was going to get seen when you turned the phone to me. Even now...
I thought you'd got a massive job or something. I thought you'd got a massive advert.
Even now, having watched the footage... I'm still not 100% convinced. It's, in my mind, I'm like, it was so clearly Jay Goody. And I don't... has that ever happened to you guys, where you've got a memory and someone's then jogged it and you've gone, what? No, that, and they've gone, no, that never happened.
Yeah,
or
no,
well, it happened like this. And you're like, what?
I would never be that adamant as you were.
I was so adamant. I cannot believe it. Because that's the type of shit I remember.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
That's your MO, Tom.
Absolute. Pointless things.
Well, it's basically my whole life is a lie.
Yeah, maybe I don't have a good memory. I've always misremembered things.
Yeah.
So, oh my God. Anyway, folks, we are on the way back from our gig.
Yes.
Yeah. It was an interesting night, wasn't it? Immediately as we walked in, somebody recognised Jack.
Oh, yeah.
From Taskmaster.
Yeah. He's not a show he's not been on. It's just in case listeners were confused.
Went, I've watched you on Taskmaster. This lady was already drunk. And her friend then, and there's only one word for it, stumbled into the room.
I would say she fell into the room.
She was unsteady from 7:30.
Stumbling is very generous.
Yeah, it was. She looked like she hadn't walked.
She went flying.
Yeah.
They left.
Luckily, drunk lady was sort of murmuring from the get-go, and we had to say to her, you can't keep talking.
Stop being you.
But
Leicester was one of them proper, like, it felt like one of them sort of like really old school night out sort of towns. I don't think you get it much where I am anymore. Like, I don't know if it's like...
I think it's a student town because two big unis there.
Oh, okay.
And I think now student town still doesn't mean a good nightlife, but I think there it does. But a lot of students I helped my mate run a student comedy night in a student union, and it was a lot of students just like to stay indoors now. Like, it's so odd. Mm. Or they like to go else. Like, yeah, it was.
It did feel very...
There was a lot of drunk people in the street, wasn't
there? Well, this has gone full circle. We were talking a lot about the noughties and the first half of this podcast. But it did feel like they went into old school... Not that we went on the night out. We were walking through the night out. And it felt like one of them sort of like, you know, people queuing type affairs. Do you know what I mean? Oh, fuck, I haven't seen this for a...
Well, that is the beauty and curse of being a comedian, is that you'll go to these places on a Friday, Saturday night, and you'll sample stuff of it. But a lot of the times... you only sample the worst of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you just see the Friday set. I remember my Uncle Luke, who sadly passed away now, he was evacuated to Mansfield because it was very countryside back then, near Nottingham, Mansfield.
Yeah.
And I had a gig in Mansfield, and he was like, oh, I love Mansfield. Yeah, it was lovely. It was like beautiful countryside. We stayed on the farm. It was like, you know, we were safe away from the bombs from London. It was lovely. And he was like,
wow.
Oh, and then later on he went, how was Mansfield? I was like, oh, lady was sick, like, everywhere. Like, during the gig. During the gig, she just was sick.
Spirit
where
of the
she
Blitz
was.
Is long gone.
I was like, Mansfield, yeah. I went, oh, it's changed.
Yeah, but I think when I was there looking at them people queuing for club, there was not a part of me going, oh, I fancy some of that.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. I mean, even when I was younger, but would you say your prime probably is supposed to be your late teens, early 20s?
Yeah,
100%. I never felt that was my prime.
No, not my, no.
Because I was like, I felt like other people were in their prime, and I was just thinking, I don't want to be here. No. I don't really. And also, I saw stuff. I also do like, you know, I like music. I like going out. I like doing a thing. But it's just that, I don't know. I just feel like that thing of being young and having to. Be out
early to mid 20s, that was my prime, I think. Maybe I haven't hit it yet.
Well, now I can be if I'm on a say I ended up if I found myself in one of them places and I went, I'm gonna go, I feel completely at ease saying I'm gonna go. But when I was younger, I'd be like, I better stay.
You had FOMO.
Do you know what? You know, it's like, because you feel like I'm just, but people keep telling me this is my prime.
Yeah.
It's like, but no, but I don't know. But also, like, it's, you know, I don't know. And you, when you're, you know, 20s and you're going out and your mates are all meeting girls and, you know, you feel, oh, I've got to be out doing this. And,
yeah.
And like, you know, chatting up girls, but I've got Instagram fame now, so it's
and you've always got Taskmaster to fall back on. But what happened the other night, Joe? Tell the listeners what happened. We were on our way back from Jack's show.
Oh,
we're on the train.
I completely forgot about this. Right, so yeah, so sorry, Jack. I know how it feels to be you now, man, because I got recognised on the train.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Little Joey Sweater. Power.
Just some guy was, he was just telling me about his daughter loves my videos. I don't make videos. For listeners, I don't make any videos.
So especially not for little girls.
Not for little girls.
Not that anyone knows of.
No, he was even like...
way to cover ourselves, Jack.
He was like, my daughter watches your videos every... I was like,
she goes to bed.
Yeah, my video should not be on your daughter's phone, mate. I don't know. Honestly don't know what you... apparently, I go into haunted houses or something.
So funny.
Anyway,
there's a YouTuber out there that is the spitting image of Joe.
Yeah. Have you actually Googled?
No.
Just put like,
I think it'll be offensive.
I think I only think I'm going to get hurt if I follow that. But I mean, you know, we had a selfie just in case.
The guy got a selfie.
With me. I was like, we've established it's not me, but yeah, okay, let's have a selfie anyway, mate.
Imagine that. That's your dad goes, oh, yeah, I saw a bloke who looked like someone you liked, so I took a picture with him.
Yeah, but imagine if she fell for it as well.
I mean, he was holding a G&T in a plastic cup.
Yeah.
He'd had a night out. And he even said...
We also watched him have his phone nicked.
We watched him. He went back to the seat he was sitting on before he came over and realised his iPhone had gone. He had his work phone, which is where he took the selfie on.
Yeah.
But he even said to himself, this is why I don't drink in the midweek.
But you are drinking in the midweek.
You are drinking the midweek.
Does anyone else never get this feeling when, you know, when like, you know, you you're on a train on the way home and you're sober and you see someone pissed and then the default should be, oh my god, look at that, like, what, how terrible. I sometimes get jealous.
Oh really?
So you look at it, you think, oh, look how,
I don't know,
they're
pissed
journey.
And shit themselves.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, he's just having a good time, and
I know what you mean, but I also think like it's that drunk, you know, when people get drunk that they think other people should join in the fun, but then you're just like, no, because you're drunk.
I think I've said that wrong.
Basically, a drunk guy tried to shake Jack's hand in the street and Jack completely snubbed him and said no.
Oh no. That was awkward.
No, we don't know what this guy was doing. He was drunk. And it did look like he was aiming for me.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's why I said...
But I thought he was aiming for Jack, but I was projecting on him. Because he's aiming for the famous person.
Because I'm not like that.
Don't approach Jack.
No, come on.
Not with your left hand.
Yeah, no. Because that's what I said to him. You should shake hands with your right hand, isn't it? That's what I said to him. That's what I meant. I didn't snub him. And I was like, oh.
If he listens, sorry, you were staggering all over the place. You were
No, I was nice.
But you know when like drunk guys go up to groups of girls and he's like, oh, I get, like, you know, and tries to be like, we're wacky.
That's what he was doing. I swear, that's what he was doing.
Yeah,
He was with a girl and he was like, look, I'm just going to go up to people and start shaking their hands.
Look how fucking random I am.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that's what he was doing. Yeah, hey guys. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And that's
why you snubbed him.
Yeah.
that's why Jack sparked him out.
Yeah. But we had a Subway as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Fucking shit's changed in there.
Man.
Different, isn't it?
All I recognised was BMT.
Same.
So I always have a meatball marinara, but it had a weird name this time.
But it's like they've got six choices,
and you can't have some of the things you can only have certain things with it. But you said throw everything on. So did they charge you for extra toppings?
No, because I said first they had one called Tex-Mex, and that's one that I've never heard of. But they. Apparently, it's one of their ultimate six that you can only ever choose, right?
Fucking hell.
And I was like, I'll have that one then, please. And they went, that only comes with onions and lettuce. And I was like, what?
Well, how about it doesn't?
how about it doesn't?
You don't take the onions out of that little plastic box.
Yeah. It's not like no one's forcing your hand. You can't get into the fucking jalapeno. You know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's nonsense. To quite a fair, a Subway's right every once in a while. That was my first this year.
Well, no, we
probably
did
my last this year.
Well, we did originally try to go into Las Vegas.
Oh yes,
what was it called? The Las Vegas
Las
Fish
Vegas
Bar.
Fish Bar.
Las Vegas Fish Bar.
Oh my! Yeah. Let me tell you, listeners, if you want to go to America but can't afford the fare, get yourself to Leicester.
Yeah, to Las Vegas.
What I really liked is the staff had Las Vegas on their shirts as well.
Did they?
Yeah. On the back. The thing is, I'd have gone for that, but also they. You know, when I do get annoyed when you go into a place and they don't immediately acknowledge you.
Well, that winds me up.
Yeah, and you go, "Oh, I'll just go elsewhere."
It was the smell of the oil for me. It just smelt like a bubbly belly at like 4 in the morning.
I do need
someone
to go. Yeah, 2 minutes, mate.
Just ready. Yeah, exactly.
We'll be shortly. They just didn't have time. I was like, I'll just stand here like a fucking idiot then.
And I even said hello mate to the other one who I thought he was coming to take the order, and he just then turned around. I was like, fuck this then.
Yeah, so I mean, are we gonna destroy this, that bit? Bad review for Las Vegas.
Yeah, bad review. Bad Las Vegas. Yeah,
Las Vegas.
We came out evens, so that's not bad. Not many people come out of Las Vegas evens up, so you know what I mean. We did all right.
People get the wrong listeners of this podcast get the wrong end of the stick, and then tourism in Las Vegas just drops
because of us. Yeah. No, I heard it on Get to the Good Stuff. Like Las Vegas, yeah, they just ignore you. Like,
the fish industry in Las Vegas is dead.
Yeah.
But no, Subway. So we had Subway, and I was
so different.
I had to go for a BMT, which stands for
bacon?
I don't actually know.
Oh, actually, what does this stand for?
Salami.
Salami.
Yes, salami, pepperoni, and ham.
Salami. Yeah. A BMT.
There's no tomato, is there?
It must be tomato, no?
Bologna.
There's no tomato.
Bologna.
Bologna.
Malami.
And malami.
Tam.
What the fuck is it?
I don't know. What the fuck is a BMT?
It must be. Well, so obviously it's taken off the BLT, which obviously bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Yeah, but there's no tomato in the.
B must be. But
you choose the
bread,
salad separate.
Bread, meat.
Bread,
meat,
tomato.
What the fuck? No, but there's no tomato.
Toasted.
Bread, meat, toasted.
Is that what you're going for? It's either that or Jade Goody.
Oh, our Queen of Hearts. She bloody loved the Subway, didn't she? Bless her. Jesus.
The answer is Jay Goody. No, I'm sorry. The answer is BMT. No,
he's not.
Because it's got to be the meat. There's three meats. You put three meats in there, don't you?
Yeah.
There's like three different types of like cured meat, isn't it? Like
basically.
Uh-huh. What the fuck is BMT?
What is a BMT? Listeners, get in touch.
Yeah,
we'll just Google it.
Goodstuffwithjack@gmail.com. Yeah. Please let us know what's going on.
So we had the gig. Jack was very good, but
Jack killed it.
Thanks.
And
Tom, you did really well as well, mate.
Thank you, mate. Cheers. But it is an odd
great host, one of the best in the country.
Oh yeah, Tom did well. Yeah,
yeah, best.
I just stayed quiet. Just
yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was still thinking about BMT.
I remember working with a guy when I worked in the butchery section at Morrison's, and one of them had asked for a phone reference because he was going to do something else, and the manager took it but purposely delayed the answer because you can't actually give a bad reference. But what he did is he just delayed his answers, so it looked really suspicious. He was like, he's good. Like, yeah, just...
Can't you give a bad reference?
I don't think so.
I don't think you're allowed to say that they're shit.
To be honest...
What's the point, then?
Yeah, why would you... Yeah, don't ask a reference for that place. Just be like, oh, yeah, no, don't worry about them. Just make up somewhere. Make up a job. And just say, oh, yeah, it was that guy's place.
Is that really true? You can't give a bad reference?
I don't... Well, I mean, to be honest, that's one of them things where somebody told me and I just took it. Because it was pre-internet.
I've not double checked that at all.
No. Yeah. Don't yeah. This was someone saying this to me.
Well, we brought this up in the first section of this episode.
Yeah.
About people just adamant about things they believe.
Yeah. This is someone said something to me in 2003 and I just went, oh right, okay.
I've got this CV here from someone called Jeffrey Dahmer. Let's ring him up. His reference. Yeah, he's all right. Yeah, he's
yeah. He's industrious. Prolific, if anything, yeah.
Bloody good worker.
But that's the thing, yeah. Well, why, like, but then why, yeah, why would you put down someone who's going to give you a bad reference?
Does it work?
But what if you only had, like, one job and you were bad at that job, but you need to give a reference?
Well, I don't know.
And also, like, does it work with, like...
But, like, you're not going to get a job if they're going to ring up the place and they're going to go, no, it was rubbish.
Where are we going next?
Stevenage? Don't know. I tell you what we should do, actually, is thank our patrons. We haven't thanked them in a little while, and we're so grateful because they make
the whole world go round.
They make our world go round.
Jack, do you want to say thanks to some of our newer patrons?
We are, and we're going to give thanks directly to Ricky. Natalia.
Natalia.
Am I doing surnames or just?
Just go first names first.
Yeah, confidentiality.
GDPR.
Laura.
Luke.
Lukey.
Luke Skywalker.
Daniel.
Danny Boy.
Emma D. Pundamaki.
Selector.
And Kieran C.
Kieran.
My man. Kieran C.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Jump on. I hope you've been enjoying the extra podcasts that you've been getting, the patrons.
And I hope you're enjoying this because it's obviously like a real behind the scenes to comedians on the road. Yeah. You know, you heard us on the way to the gig and now you're hearing us on the way back from the gig.
Well, these have been lots of, you know, like bootleg episodes.
I think people would dig it.
Thanks for the patience, actually. We are back in the studio, I think, this week. Hopefully.
It's been a big week for old Jackie boy, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's
a big week. Thanks, congratulations again, Jack.
Thanks to any good uns that came to the live show.
She's not a good un because she didn't cheer when Jack asked if they were on the Patreon. But there was a lady who was very excited about the podcast who started rubbing my knee at one point.
Did she
knew who I was.
All right, so she didn't think it was her leg.
No.
And why did you ask her to do that?
I was just enjoying Jack's success. Jack's fun.
Yeah, so if you want to start to Patreon and you can rub all of our legs. Are we offering that? Are we?
You can definitely rub Joe's legs.
I've set the precedent.
We're putting Joe out to pasture. We're putting him out there.
To
breed.
I'm a stud. I'm not going out to pasture.
So yeah, sign up now. You get extra bonus content. You get to share your own stories.
Yeah, extra videos.
You get early access. Yep. And you get to
ad free.
And you get to rub our legs.
You might not get to rub mine, but I'll watch you rub Joe's. Yeah. That'd be nice.
This is horrible.
This is weird. It's gone creepy.
We're gonna go.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.